Well, hello there, and welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining. Spring has sprung in Northeast Arkansas. The birds are chirping, the sun is shining, and I am loving it. Page one, a time for rhyme. This one's going to document a moment that happened some years ago when I was standing at my window on a spring day much like today. It's entitled, From My Window. I went to my window and what did I see? A rabbit, a bunny, just looking at me. She was nibbling the grass a few feet away. I watched and I marveled. God, please make her stay. Her ears were just perfect. Her fur slick and pale. And that miniature nose, that cotton ball tail. I glanced toward the heavens, released a small sigh. I knew he was watching. I knew he was nigh. Thank you, my father, for being so good. I wish I could hug you. I wish that I could. You deserve so much more than wishes and prayer. Oh, dear Lord, I can't wait till I can be there. For a moment I stood, fixed my eyes on the sky, a large lump in my throat, a tear in my eye. Till you call me on home, I whispered in prayer. Please hold me each day. Please show me you're here. I'll come to my window. I'll look for you here. A rabbit, a sunrise, they'll tell me you're near. Well, spring. You gotta love spring. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 2 from the NIV reads as follows. Let my teachings fall like rain and my words descend like dew, like showers on new grass, like abundant rain on tender plants. Does that sound like spring to you? Three things that I think we need to apply with regards to springtime and the Father and what he's doing for us. And specifically this passage, he talks about, let my teachings fall like rain. That's going to tie into my reading here in just a moment, a silly moment that I had with Gabriel. But anyhow, here's the three ideas from this idea of his teachings falling like rain, showers on new grass, etc. Number one, we need to celebrate new beginnings. It's springtime. Every time you pass a tree and you see one of those buds, recognize that that's a new beginning. We need to recognize that God gives us new beginnings. We need to appreciate and accept the new beginnings that he has given us. You ever climb into a bathtub and lay there for a while, and then once it's completed, you get out and you have that all over feeling. You're clean, you're new, it's just a wonderful feeling. Well, that's essentially what I'm convinced that baptism was designed to do for us spiritually speaking. It's a new beginning. It's an opportunity, Romans 6, 3 and 4, for us to die to our old ways, to be buried with Jesus himself. Colossians 2 says that in that water, he performs a surgery on us, takes away the old and gives us the new. And then Romans 6 verse 4 says that we rise to walk in newness of life. It's in baptism that we experience the cleansing. It's in baptism that we experience the springtime, if you will, of our spiritual nature. Number two, we need to look for God in the present. I realize there's a lot of things that happen in this world that are hard to understand and difficulties that we have to endure. But if we look for God in the present, he can be seen from that little rabbit that I was talking about in the poem to the sunrise, the sunset, hearing a newborn baby cry at church, whatever. He's there. And we need to celebrate God in the present. So look for him in the present. And then number three, look for him in the future. The last few lines of that poem talks about us fixing our eyes on the sky with a large lump in our throat and a tear in our eye. We need to be people who are longing for the coming of Jesus, the time that we'll be able to actually go into the presence of God himself. And so we need to long for God in the future. Page two, a wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. We're going to entitle this reading, Tell Me a Story. Tell Me a Story. Cindy and I alternate putting Gabriel to sleep at night. I'm famous, at least in his little mind, for making up elaborate stories about the Super Chows family. Gabriel has superhuman strength. Bryson can fly. Cindy projects force fields, and I can make my body stretch into some very odd shapes. Note, Gabriel assigned us all our superpowers long ago. However, if it was up to me, my power would be much more glamorous than just a lousy old rubber band man. If you sense a note of resentment toward my superhero character, well, you're right. Why can't I be strong or wear a cool ring that projects a force field? Rubber band arms and legs are just kind of humiliating. Anyway, last night my brain was so tired, and if truth be told, I was also tired of telling stories about the whole family getting to do all kinds of heroic stuff while I contort my body into some kind of odd-looking elastic blob. So I suggested that we read a book in place of one of my made-up stories. Well, I must have hit a sore spot because Gabriel was offended. He immediately sat up straight in bed. "Dad," he said in a long, whiny tone, "Mom reads stories out of a book. You read stories out of your head." So there you have it. Maybe I do have a super ability, other than looking like Stretch Armstrong. Just call me Super Story Man. I think I could like that. Did you ever imagine what it would be like to hear Jesus tell stories back in the day? Can you imagine being a wide-eyed child, sitting under a tree and listening to the master storyteller weave tales of cruel robbers, Luke chapter 10, royal wedding parties, Matthew 25, or finding buried treasure? Yeah, that's in there, Matthew chapter 13. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm in no way trying to make a direct parallel between the frivolous stories that I tell each night to Gabriel and the life-changing parables that Jesus told during his ministry. But perhaps the dynamic is similar. There is just something about laying back, closing your eyes, and hearing a tale of great danger, love, adventure, and sacrifice. I'm quite sure that our minds cannot begin to imagine the joys that await us in heaven. But if just laying at the Savior's side and listening to tell him tell stories throughout eternity is all that heaven offers, it's more than enough for me. How about you? I want to go. Are you a storyteller? You need to be. You are the most effective person to tell your own story, and Christ's counting on you to tell it. Do you use parables to communicate your convictions? Christ did, and you should do it too. Never be deceptive. But on the other hand, never reject opportunities to paint your values against the backdrop of a colorful parable. The world needs to hear your illustrations. They need to know that even your imaginations are governed by the values of the Savior. Be a creative communicator. Share Christ's message in every mode of communication that you can find. Time is short. Eternity is long. Tell me a story. Page 3, the wrap-up. Remember, the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. "Till you call me home," I whispered in prayer, "please hold me each day. Please show me you're there. I'll come to my window. I'll look for you here. A rabbit, a sunshine. They'll tell me you're near." I pray that you'll see God today. As the spring has sprung, I pray that you'll celebrate new beginnings. And if you've never met Jesus in the water, I pray that you'll do that today. If you need more information, you call me, text me, email me, do whatever you need to, and I'd be happy to study with you about the subject of new beginnings and baptism. Do you enjoy the Sunny Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? If you're interested in supporting our family ministry, please be sure to send us your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made online at sunnychiles.com. Or they can be mailed to Sonny Childs and Family Ministries, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas, 72451. Paragould is spelled P-A-R-A-G-O-U-L-D. Until next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing for heaven's sake? Be there, Matthew 16:26.